Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is, truly, it is a big day here at Concordia. It has to be. Today we put our emphasis on Christian education, the programs of our congregation. Today we are excited to begin Sunday school, adult Bible class, and confirmation. We've had to put the stuff on hold because of the virus. But with much input from the council and from other people, today's the day we're going to try to get back to studying God's Word here in our classroom settings. And yes, we will still be observing, safe distancing and our coverings on our face. So, you ask the question, what is Christian education? What's it all about? This is a question that our reading in the gospel talks about today. It says, Jesus in our gospel reading for this morning tells us what is sometimes referred to as the parable of the two builders. In this parable, he compares the word of God to the foundation of a house. As most of us know, when you're building a house, the foundation is perhaps the most important part of the house. You have to have a solid foundation. Your house is going to withstand the salts of changing seasons for many years. But if your foundation isn't solid, or you choose to build on sinking sand or on wet land that really can't hold the building that you are planning to build there, eventually the foundation is going to start to give away. You're going to see cracks and you're going to see crumbling in that cement. In our readings for today, we learn that it is that same way with the church. And it's the same way with our faith. The foundation we build upon our church determines the spiritual state of our congregation. Our readings warn us of the danger of building churches on something other than the Word of God. We read in Matthew, which is our text here, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had a firm foundation on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. As Christians, centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we know these words. Maybe you can sing along with me. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm going to start singing my sermons. You don't think so, huh? Okay. Building and defending the foundation of Jesus Christ crucified is of vital importance for here, for Concordia Lutheran Church, Bourbon, Missouri. We base everything we do on that foundation of the Scriptures, rather than run after the latest fad or trend that the world will tell us that, hey, we got to do that to survive. Today we begin Sunday school. Those of you who volunteered your time and talent for the Sunday school, to teach Sunday school, you are asked to promise to accept the responsibility of teaching the Word of God to the little ones of this congregation, and that your teaching will be in agreement with that Word, which always points to our Savior, Jesus Christ. As a congregation, I would encourage you to pray for our Sunday school program, pray for our kids in Sunday school, and for their teachers, for the confirmation class, and to seek to ensure that all the ages of people, we provide that solid, solid foundation to base their faith on. A message to our parents and grandparents, and some of you already know about this. Building that solid foundation doesn't just happen with Sunday school or VBS or confirmation or an after-school program. It also takes place in the home. God tells us in Scriptures, teach the little children. Whether you're at home or walking along the road or going to bed at night or waking up in the morning, Christian education not only happens within the walls of the church, but it also happens in the walls of our homes. Today, you know, with Rally Day, it's easy to talk about Christian education and think of our children, but it's also a good time to remember that Christian education doesn't end at confirmation. We know how that always happens. Kids are confirmed and whoop, where'd it go? You know, we don't see them anymore. That's why we have, of course, the Women's Bible Study during the week when that starts up again. You've heard me many, many, many times to invite you down for Bible class after church. Bible class helps to solidify that solid foundation in Jesus Christ. Everything in the Scripture is God's Word. It's useful for teaching and helping people and showing them how to live. It's what we are to be about. If we deviate from that in any way, shape, or form, our solid foundation will quickly turn into sinking sand. While it may be extremely tempting to chase after the world for success or to grow in numbers, we are encouraged this morning to keep our focus not on the things of the world, but on the things of God. Keep our focus there, because the one thing that never changes is God's Word. Things in the world change every day, every minute, but God's Word remains the same. It is through the Word that we learn of who we are. Poor, miserable sinners. It is also where we learn of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us how much God loved us that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus took the sins of the entire world, yours and mine, put them on the cross and left them in the tomb on Easter so that we can have life in Him forever. The Word not only helps us know Jesus, but it helps us to grow in our understanding and appreciation of what Jesus has done for us and how we can live lives that show others that love, peace, and joy that can only be found in Christ, the only place. Once we know Jesus and we grow in Jesus, we are empowered to share Jesus with the world, be it our next-door neighbor, co-worker, friend, relative, or a random stranger. Today is the day where the importance of the Word of God is stressed as we begin another year of Christian education for all ages in this congregation. And as we were reminded of that foundation, that's the key, the foundation needs to be as we go forward. It needs to be strong. It is our hope and our prayer, my hope, my prayer, that God will indeed bless the efforts of this place and the lives of people in the living, active Word of God, so that we can bring that great message of the gospel to the world, to the people down the street, wherever. Let us embrace the Word of God and proclaim it in all that we do. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.